from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Friday, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Va'era, the second day of the month of Shvat. We made it through another week. Shabbos is almost here. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the daily OU email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. And please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for Monday's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to introduce Rabbi Menashe East of the Mount Freedom Jewish Center in Randolph, New Jersey, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi East slowly reciting our three daily chapters of Tehillim, Perek, Chof Gimel, Kuf Chof Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. These are chapters 23, 121, and 130, and as always, it will be followed by the Mishaverach L'Cholem and Achenu. We will conclude the call with a brief conversation on this short Friday with Rabbi East to learn more about his wonderful community. Please stay tuned afterwards. Hopefully I have it confirmed by the end of the call for information regarding Monday's speaker. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi East.
Good Erev Shabbos. Thank you, Rabbi Herman. It's really a pleasure to be here with you to share a word of Chizuk. And basically the message I'd like to share is not to give up. And these are difficult times, as I don't need to say to you. These have been complicated times, and we try, and we feel disappointed and frustrated. And we're hopeful for things to improve, and we keep hoping for that. And I just wanted to found that in this week's Torah portion, in Parshat Va'era, where we see as we start the parsha really from picking up the story as it finished last week, with Moshe really disappointed. Moshe complains to Hashem and says, "Lama hariyota, lama." I say, "Why have you made it so much worse? You sent me to help these people, to help the slaves, and I have tried, and it's actually gotten more severe and it's more difficult. And what's going on, Hashem?" So Moshe is really disappointed and really upset. And we open in this week's parsha. Hashem says, "Now you're going to see. I'm going to do something wonderful. I'm going to really help. It's going to change now." And delivers what is one of the great speeches and inspirational messages, which is the foundation of our Pesach Seder, with the Shanot of Geula, the four and five languages of redemption. God says to Moshe, "Tell the people I'm going to bring them out. I'm going to save them. I'm going to take them as my people. I'm going to redeem them. And I'm going to bring them into the land of Israel. And go tell them this." And Moshe takes that speech, this amazing speech, motivating message to the slaves to give them that hope of ultimate freedom, and brings it to them. And the Torah says, as Moshe delivers this message, "Lo shamu," they didn't listen. They couldn't hear. They were too tired. They were too overburdened. And Moshe gives this wonderful speech from God, which falls on deaf ears. And so the next pasuk says, Moshe is told, "Go back and do it again." And Moshe then turns to Hashem and says, "Okay, Hashem, you believe in me, but I don't believe in myself. I'm Aral Svatayim. I don't have the faculty of language to deliver a message that will be heard, that will help this people out." And that's, again, there's an effort, try. Hashem says, "Try. Here's another opportunity to try in a different way with different language. Go back and try again." And now Moshe is losing hope in himself. And then the Torah goes off into a tangent and describes Moshe's lineage and his background as a Ben Levi from the house of Levi, a royal tribe. And he's of royalty in that tribe. And he has yichus, and he has this, of he's of the stock of people who are capable. He is uniquely suited to do this. So the Torah is telling us that even though we feel like we don't have the belief in ourselves, that you have to look a little deeper. We say every morning when we daven and begin to daven in the morning, Elokai neshama shenatata bi tahorahi, God, the soul that you've given us and you've given to me is pure. There is something fundamentally, essentially capable and gifted in us. And so even though we're hitting into hard times, we're hitting moments which frustrate us, which we feel like we don't have the right words, we don't have the right abilities, there is something inside of all of us, inside of each of you, that is able to help you persevere and get through these moments. And I'm going through those moments too, as I'm sure all of your rabbis and all of your communities are at times. These are such hard times, but knowing that we have something in us that we can continue to cultivate, to work on, to find that emuna in ourselves, that Hashem will help us through, that we can find the courage and the strength within us. I hope that that will be for you a way to carry you through in these difficult times. That's my bracha to you. And we'll continue now reciting Tehillim. First Tehillah will be Chaf Gimel, number 23. Mizmor le David, Adonai roi lo echzar binot deshe yarbi teni, alme minuchot yina aleni, nafshi yeshovev yancheni b'ma'a gled tzedek b'ma'an shemo, gam ki eilech b'geit salmavet lo ira ra ki ata imadi, shiftecha u'mishantecha hema yenachamuni. Ta'aroch lefanai shulchan neged tzorerai, bishanta v'shemen roshi kosi revayai, ach tov v'chesed yedifuni kol yemei chayai, v'shafti b'veit Adonai la'orech yamin. Continue now with the Tehillah, Kuf Chaf Aleph, 121, Parak 121, chapter 121. Shir l'malot, Esoenai el heharim me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai ose shamayim va'aret. Al yitain lamut raglecha. Al yanum shomrecha. Hine lo yanum velo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilcha al yad yeminecha. Yomam hashemesh lo yakeka yareach balayla. Adonai Yishmorcha Mikora Yishmor et Nafshecha. Adonai Yishmor Tetcha Uvoecha Me'ata V'ad Olam. The final Tehillah, Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir HaMa'alot Bima Makim Kraticha Adonai. Adonai Shema V'Koli Tihiyeno Eznecha Kashuvot L'Kol Tachanunai. Im avonot tishmarya Adonai mi yamod ki imcha haslicha lema'an tivarei. Kiviti Adonai, kivta nafshi, v'lidvaro hochalti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hachesed, zeharbe imo fidut, v'hu yivde et Yisrael mikol avonotav. I'm going to do the Misha Bracha Cholim and Cholot, the prayer for those who need a healing. The Kadosh Baruch Hu should send them the Fuah Shleima very quickly. I'll pause for you to insert the names of men and women who need a Fuah Shleima. Misha Berach Avotenu Avram Yitok V'Yaakov Moshe V'Yaron David Shlomo V'Yivarech V'Yapet HaCholim V'HaCholot. עבור שכל הקהל הקדוש הזה מתפלל בעבורם בשכר זה הקדוש ברוך הוא ימי רחמים עליהם להחלימם, לרפותם, להחזיקם, להחיותם. תשלח להם מהרה רפואה שלמה מהשמיים, לרמח אברהם ושסג ידיהם בתוך שאר חולי ישראל רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, השתה בעגלה ובזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן. We'll conclude with the Tfilah Achinu, all of Israel brothers and sisters together in Tzara and Shivya and pain and suffering, God should send us Ravacha and Ora, light and comfort. Achinu kovet Yisrael hanutunim b'tzara uvishivya ha'umdin bein bayam uvein bayabasha ha'makom yirachem aleihem v'yotziem yitzara l'rvacha u'me'afira l'ora u'me'shibud l'geula ha'shta v'agala uvizman kariv v'nomar. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi East, as we transition into the next segment of our call. First and foremost, how are you, your family, and the community doing?
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here and to share some words of Chizuk. And Baruch Hashem, my family is doing well. Our five children, our Kanan Nahara, are great. They go to school. When they have a day in school, I feel like it's a mini miracle. And I'm very thankful that they're doing well. We're feeling well, and our community is Baruch Hashem, even mostly well. We're trying to work through. In some ways, we've become stronger. In some ways, we're struggling, but we keep trying.
And it's definitely the right attitude: just to keep going and to keep plowing ahead. So it's a good transition for us. To get us started, for our listeners and me not be familiar with your community, would it be possible to give us a brief overview about the shul and the community in general?
Sure. So the Mount Freedom Jewish Center is in Randolph, New Jersey. Randolph, New Jersey is northwest New Jersey. It's the hills. It's the woods of New Jersey. It's really. I grew up in New Jersey. Never heard of Randolph, and it's really. A beautiful sort of oasis, and the shul community is around 100 years old. It's been it was founded by farmers who came from Europe and built a community. It was just a handful of farmers that basically just had a minyan and their families. It then transitioned into a summer community where they had a number of kosher hotels. It was like the predecessor of the Catskills, and became a summer community. The hotels eventually faded, and it became a year-round community. So now it's a far-flung northwest community, out-of-town community, but it's about 40 minutes from Teaneck and about an hour from George Washington Bridge. So. Not completely in the middle of nowhere, but it's now a community. Basically, we consider ourselves a community synagogue. There's a huge swath of a range of Jewish connection and people here, and we just try to create a space where everybody feels welcomed. That we love to see each other. We love to be together. There's just the warmth and the Heimishkeit and the unity of Yiddishkeit is really what we feel here. And it's I've been in the shul this is my 11th year, and it's been Baruch Hashem a wonderful experience with a wonderful community.
Wow, that truly sounds amazing. So you've been there now, you just mentioned 11 years. So what motivated, what drove you to go into the rabbinate, and more specifically to become the Rav of the shul?
This is my now I'm around 15 years in the rabbinate. I started off in California and moved back to New Jersey. And it was something that I was encouraged, motivated from my family, really. There's influences throughout my family of support for our Am Yisrael, for a love of the Jewish people, a love of learning Torah, a love of chesed, of trying to do what we can on behalf of Klal Yisrael. And so I saw that from my earliest, from my father and mother, should be well and healthy, and from my grandparents. So I was really gifted to have incredible experiences with the most important people in my life. They didn't tell me to go into the Rabbanus. Actually, they were more often than not discouraging that. That was my own rebellion. But they were just models of love of community and learning. So that was for me, that was kind of a marriage where I was inspired for to be part of Klal Yisrael, to teach, and to I love to sing and play guitar. So it's an opportunity for me to sing with people and to really bring nigun to life. And always looking for communities that were supportive of Tzionut, of the state of Israel. And, that for me was a wonderful experience to study in Israel for 2 years and to try to bring that alive for people, as well. One of my great experiences, probably the most transformative moment in my life, was when I was studying in Yeshivat Shel Avim. My Shana Aleph, my first year in Israel there, was the Yom HaNoraim. We were davening Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and I just, the Baal Tfila, the Chazan, Rabbi Hendler, davened for the Amud, and just, it was like, I'd never seen Tfila. I'd never seen, that spirituality, that beauty before of song and of an entire community of people singing with such hitlahavut, such excitement and love. I mean, I was transported. I think that was probably the key moment in my life of just being so inspired wanting to try to build that and to find that elsewhere.
Unbelievable. Two thoughts. One is there could be worse ways to rebel, so I think the path you went down was a good one. I didn't attend Shel Avim, but I was there 1 year for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, so I recall having a very similar experience as well, just being mesmerized by the experience of davening there. Last question for you today. The world's changed so much as a result, and really due to the pandemic, and we're still in the thick of it, but there is light at the end of the tunnel with the rollout of the vaccines, and we can look and plan to whatever extent for the future. And there have been so many changes, and there will be changes, and let's talk of new norms, and will people come back to shul? Are things going to be online? Is there going to be... That's a full array of changes. So I'm curious, from your perspective, from your community, what communal changes do you anticipate for yours and perhaps the broader Jewish community?
Yeah, it's really concerning for us, for my leadership at the shul, and where does the next step take us? I mean, we're obviously very excited, and the number of people in our community who are medical providers and who've been vaccinated, it really feels like a miracle. People are really feeling really hopeful, and so we see more of opportunity coming, and we're excited about that. I think there's going to be a lot of skittishness and concern going forward. What people are going to be comfortable with, to what extent they're going to be able to engage. The blessings, as I'm sure many of us know, is the virtual connections have become so much stronger. So opportunities for learning have just blown up. The opportunities are immense. And I've seen that in our community. People are participating and learning online. And there's no reason why that should change. As much as I would love to see everyone in person at classes and shiurim and lectures, for them to participate and be online with me and whoever else is teaching, that's a gift. So I think that'll stick around, I imagine. Another sort of a positive development is the degree that there really is lay leadership, trying to empower people, always trying to encourage volunteers and people to participate in ways in the community that as much as we can. But it's really grown a lot now, that's something that I'm really happy about. That really try to spread and encourage people to get more involved, to take a leadership role, to really try to steer a program, steer an experience, to share something of their life experience, their knowledge, their background, that might be something that we can all learn from. So I think, you know, I think that's going to be very, that's something that we'd like to see stay. And sort of, I think the spiritual component that I hope where we see a change that will linger is that we won't take for granted. I mean, our limited numbers that we have for a minyan. When I see our cover of people who come to Davin in person, I mean, I just have nothing but hakarat hatov and thanks for these people who are making this a priority and saying this is so important for us to be together. And I think that's so important to say we cannot take this for granted and to feel like we have something precious. And we need to preserve it and do whatever we can safely to preserve it. So that's what I hope we'll stick
certainly
around
so. Yeah, I hope so as well. It's not just a flash in the pan moment, but we'll really see continuity of that attitude of gratitude and recognizing and appreciating all the wonderful things we truly have in our lives. Rabbi Yis, thank you so much for being on the call today and providing us with a picture of your wonderful community. As they are with all of Klal Yisrael and the entire world, our thoughts and tefillot, our prayers are with you and your community for continued bracha, success, growth, and good health. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered, l'tova. And may the Rabboni Sha'olam, the Master of the world, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Unfortunately, I do not have a confirmation on the speaker. But we will have that all set, as we always do. So join us again on Monday at 1 p.m. Looking forward. Everyone with hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom.